A story that has hovered in the background of the Democratic congressional race in Florida's 9th District burst into the open today, 5 days before voters go to the polls. A man who claims he was the victim of financial mismanagement by former Plant City Mayor John Dick some 19 years ago blasted the Democrat today, calling him a con artist.
If you invest any amount of money and the guy doesn't even return the phone call or wouldn't reply to your letters, you know something is wrong.
That's the voice of Ridgewood, New Jersey resident Gary Giridhar, who said he invested $55,000 with Dix when he was working as a financial advisor.
And when I heard that this guy is running for the U.S. Congress, representing the people of, doesn't matter what state, I was aghast, and that's why I decided and agreed to participate.
Giridhar spoke to local reporters on a conference call set up by an opponent of Dix in next week's Democratic primary, Bill Mitchell. Mitchell opened up the conference call by saying the issue is important because of trust.
And I think I have a record of standing up for regular folks. As you know, I've investigated big oil. I've taken on big insurance companies that haven't paid their claims, and I've taken on big corporations that won't pay pensions. And I think those actions reflect my values. And sadly enough, I think John Dix has taken a different course. And I think that Mr. Gridahar's story shows just that.
Giridhar said the two checks he gave to Dix were for investments in two different companies. One, he said, was an oil company.
That this was offering double-digit uninterrupted dividends for well over 100 years, and it was touted as a safest investment for retirement. And sure enough, a few days after the checks were given, I tried to contact John Dix. He would not return my call, multiple calls. Or I wrote to him, and he would not respond to my letters either.
This is not the first time that this story has surfaced. The Tampa Tribune reported back in 1996 that five different investors had filed complaints against John Dix between 1986 and 1995. Those investors claimed he was negligent, misrepresented investments, omitted facts, and in some cases, was fraudulent. Some of those cases went to court, but they were all settled in arbitration. Information packets involving these stories were sent to reporters, including to this station, last month. When asked how much of the $55,000 that Giridhar invested with John Dix that he ultimately received back, congressional candidate Bill Mitchell interceded.
We did receive a letter from one of Mr. Dix's attorneys just mentioning something about a confidentiality agreement. We have not received that agreement yet, so in an excess of caution, I'm just going to ask you to not answer that question until we get all the confidentiality agreements and we see exactly what's going on here.
WMF spoke with a disgusted John Dix later in the day.
Well, I haven't heard those terms, but it sounds rather strange. I mean, that's certainly not the way that I operated business. The matter, of course, that you referred to is, as you said, is something that occurred 20-some-odd years ago. I was one of a number of people that were named in the matter, and it was settled to the satisfaction of the parties and move on. I find it absolutely astonishing that Bill Mitchell would wait to the 11th hour to bring someone in to try to make political points out of someone who's totally innocent.
Reporters were sent material on this a couple of months ago. I'm sure you were aware of that, referencing this. It hasn't really been much of an issue in this campaign. We are 5 days away from the election. As you just mentioned, you call it the 11th hour. Would you call this underhanded tactics by Bill Mitchell?
I'd call it despicable, actually. I mean, if there was ever any question that he had that he wanted to ask of someone, he certainly has had the opportunity to do so. And now to raise such allegations in the 11th hour is just astonishing, quite frankly. It shows that someone is very, very desperate and will do anything to try to win a campaign, because certainly if the campaign is waged on the issues, credentials, qualification, and experience, John Dix wins, not Bill Mitchell.